Hello, everyone, and welcome to So What Happens Next. I am one of your hosts, Thomas.
I'm Amber.
And this week, continuing our cinematic Star Wars marathon, we have our first. We promise not to make it too big of a habit about this. I don't want to tread on old ground too much, but this is our first remix episode. This is sort of our, I guess, third little sideshow from small screens in our main feed of where we kind of take a look back at some of our, like, way older episodes and maybe see if we still have the same opinions of them, you know, at this point, you know, in some cases, a couple years away from when we first watched them, and to kind of be the flagship of this program is none other than Solo, a Star Wars story. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You ready to kick off our first remix episode?
Yes.
Hell yeah. So, as mentioned, and if you've been following us for our podcast's lifetime, you probably were like, hold the fuck up. How are you gonna, you just gonna re-release Solo or something? You guys did that one forever ago. And yes, we did. I believe it was episode 7.
Holy shit.
Holy shit!
I know. this was actually like one of our first episodes. It's within the first 10 episodes we ever did. I tried to re-listen to it on the train the other day, and I was listening to it, but man, it just sounds like we've come so far. Like, quality-wise, we sound so much better. Like, just, I mean, surely in, like, the quality of our equipment has gotten better. We sound like we're talking into cell phones in that one. I thought I was on the phone with myself for a little bit. But yes, that was the first time Amber, myself, and former host and regular guest and friend of the show, Patrick, first watched Solo, a Star Wars story, and boy, were we didn't know Rise of Skywalker was coming, so oh boy. we might have some different thoughts, but at the time we had our guesses, I think we were all pretty wrong.
Wrong!
So to quickly explain how we're going to go about this one, instead of our usual, like, oh, well, let's guess the plot, we don't need to guess the plot, and instead of our usual small screens where we kind of walk with you through the plot and give our commentary over it, this is going to just be like a giant block, hey, we rewatched this movie, thoughts, let's chat. And then we're going to kind of give you, like, a new rating, maybe, like a remixed rating, to see if it's better, worse than it was the couple years back we did it, or, you know, has it gotten worse, or changed, or is just the same. So let's kick it off. Amber, we rewatched Solo, a Star Wars story as we were doing this marathon. You know, we watched it directly after we watched 3 and right before we watched Rogue One. So let's kick it off with you. Thoughts about Solo?
Yeah, you know, after rewatching it, I realized it wasn't as bad as I thought it was, which I rated it 5 out of 10, which is pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's failing. But I think, like, because we didn't have the foresight of the Skywalker.
The end of the Skywalker saga, you mean? We didn't have that like, oh.
Yeah, we didn't have the Rey saga, basically. I think this was, you know, definitely the worst one out of all of the ones we had seen previously.
Yeah. I think it's, I feel so hesitant to call it the worst, right?
Yeah, because it's not even that bad. I mean, it's directed by Ron Howard, and so
it's mostly directed by Ron Howard. We did talk about those controversies. Yeah. It was the Lord and Miller thing, and that wasn't working out. So they got kicked off, and they put Ron Howard, who had apparently been asked since like when Empire first came out.
Oh, wow.
Like, Lucas was asking Howard to direct these movies, and he just kept saying no. Yeah. They even asked him to do episode one, and he was like, at this point, it's such a cultural phenomenon. I can't touch this. This is your baby, George. Do it. And we see how that worked out. But yeah, he directed this movie, and I think he kind of saved it. You could definitely see his style throughout this film.
Yeah. And I mean, the plot itself is like fairly simple. It just, you know, tells the story of Han Solo in his younger days. And
it's like the origin of
Han Solo.
Yeah.
And I think there are definitely some things that are like wrong with it, or that are a little bit on the weaker side. But overall, I think it does follow like a pretty like smooth plot line, I guess. It's just, I think, you know, they worked with what they had, right? So yeah. With the actor, Aiden Ehrenreich?
We had the same exact problem the first time we watched too. We all three of us sat there like, Elden Ring?
But yeah, with that actor, that was pretty controversial because, again, we've only been exposed to Harrison Ford as Han Solo. And he's like, you know, the guy. And having anybody like imitate him is kind of like, oh, like they can never live up to those expectations, right?
Right.
There can be only one.
So, and like from what I heard, I guess when they were first like producing or writing this movie and stuff, he wasn't very good.
Yeah.
And they actually had to get
like a coach.
Yeah, like a coach, an acting coach for him to. And I was like, it actually helped because there are certain things that he does. I'm like, oh, yeah, like that's like kind of like similar to Harrison Ford's like representation.
Oh, like his mannerisms.
Yeah, his mannerisms and stuff like that. But I felt like the story, like, I don't know, it wasn't held up by him. Like, it should have been, but it wasn't, if you know what I mean. Like, you had other, like, Donald Glover.
Fantastic. Yeah, fantastic. I liked him. I know Patrick did not like him as Lando, but I liked him a lot. Like, he definitely is embracing his inner Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like, yeah, I buy this. This is a young, overly, like, that's the other thing. I liked the way Lando was in this movie because when you get him in Empire, which we'll get to, obviously, he is like, I am the master at this game. Like, I can play anybody. I fucking ripped off someone, and now I run an entire fucking city on a planet. Like, check this shit out. Whereas in this movie, he has that same level of cockiness, but he's not there. Like, he's like, oh yeah, let me like swindle anybody. And then like Woody Harrelson shuts his ass down super fucking hard.
Yeah.
And it's just like, Lando, you little like Chad of a dude. Like, you know, you're not as sly as you think you are. And like in episode four, he gets that kind of like, I am a slick, like a smooth operator kind of deal.
Yeah.
But he's not there yet. So that was cool because we got like, you know, a little tease of his origin. Whereas at the same time, like, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, we said this last time too, is like, this movie's not carried by its star, and it's kind of weird because it feels like the supporting cast is doing a lot more supporting than, you know, just kind of being there to follow Han around. Like, I mean, you get a lot of this stuff. I think my big complaint in the last one was like, everyone knows more about the galaxy than Han Solo.
Yeah.
Like, everyone does. And it's just like, Han Solo is so fucking ignorant. And it's like, maybe that's cool for an origin story, but this takes place over several years, right? Like, the movie opens where they're on Corellia, and they escape. And that's like his first foray into a bigger galaxy or whatever. And that's when he joins the Empire. Like, he joins the Imperial Army. And, like, I get that, like, you know, you're in this military training. You're not exactly, like, farting around having fun everywhere, probably. But when we reconvene with Han after he gets his last name and all this other shit, he's in the middle of... he's in a war zone, I assume, on Kashyyyk. And it's just kind of like, what's he been doing the last few years? Because it's been a few years at this point, and it's kind of just like, obviously he didn't become a pilot like he wanted to, but like, all the things that did happen, why is he still so fucking ignorant about everything? Like, he has been traveling to other planets. Like, he's been going places. Like, what is this?
Yeah, it's not like the way we see it with Anakin Skywalker, who at the very beginning is like very childish. Mm-hmm. Like, not from like the first episode, where, you know, he is like literally a kid.
Right.
And like, he doesn't know any better. Like, he's obviously
he's never
a
been
kid.
Off the planet.
But I
yeah.
mean, like, you know, when he's starting to train with Obi-Wan,
like episode
and he's
two.
A little bit cocky. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But then in the third one, you actually see him grow a little bit.
Right.
But still retain, obviously, like, you know, bits of his personality that make him like Anakin Skywalker. But I feel like with this, like you said, like, Han Solo is very like static in this mm-hmm. movie. And it doesn't seem like he actually, like, there was any growth. It right. was almost just like, oh, he's the typical, you know, like, typical Han Solo who's just like, oh, I can do this or whatever. I can, like, sneak my way around, you know, this situation or whatever. Like, I have a one-up on everybody. And just, even at the end, I didn't feel like he really learned anything because, of course, he won. Like, it... You know, he won the game or whatever, so to speak. Except, I guess he did lose out on his, like, love interest or whatever. But even then, it's like, it was kind of just like, okay, he just felt like a really static character to me.
And I think that's a great way to phrase it. He felt very static. Like, he felt like he was more just, like, gaining experience without actually, like, changing his character. Like, okay, I'm still the same person I was in the beginning, but I'm just not as dumb. But, like, I'm not, there's nothing changed. Nothing changed about me. I didn't become more of a scumbag. I didn't become, because theoretically that's where his character has to go, right? He has to ultimately become one of the named scum and villainy in Mos Eisley. Like, he's there.
Yeah.
And Obi-Wan says, you'll never find a more wretched hive. So, like, he's got to be one of them because he's hanging out. And it's like, at some point, Han Solo has to be kind of a shitbag. And, like, we don't really get that in this movie. Like, we get, oh, look, Han is just, like, an ignorant, he's the character, he's the audience character. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't feel like that makes as much sense. I mean, it arguably would have made, like, maybe some more sense to have, like, Kira be kind of that character in, like, a weird, like, maybe even, like, a lie way. Because this movie has a twist at the end where she's like, oh, it was me all along. Like, I wanted to kill Paul Bettany so I can hang out with Darth Maul, which is a wild fucking thing. But, yeah, it's just kind of, like, have her be the ignorant, I mean, I think that'd be a crazy twist if you could pull it off. Like, her be the ignorant audience character where, like, everything that's explained is explained to her, i.e. us, the audience, who doesn't know about these things. And then at the end, it's, like, revealed, I was playing all you fuckers all along, made sure Paul died, or whatever his name was, dead, so, like, boom, we're done. And, like, you know, Solo becomes kind of jaded asshole, and it tries to get there, like when he shoots Woody Harrelson at the end, like it tries to get there, but I don't buy it because he still seems like a nice guy. And then it doesn't help that, like, the next thing they imply is that he's doing the job for Jabba that they always talk about, the where he dropped all the cargo and got chased by the Imperials and, like, fucked everything up, and now Jabba wants his head. That's the next job he gets. We don't get any other Solo and Chewbacca doing anything. Like, that's what they built their whole reputation around, this one movie and then that one bad deal, and they're supposed to be, like, this well-known smuggler. Like, come on, don't give me that shit. You did one job and everyone's like, oh, hey, it's you,
hello there.
But yeah, I think this movie was a little lackluster, but I think you know, it had its moments. I think, like, as a movie, it's not terrible, like you mentioned. Like, it's got its, it'd be, like I think I said this before, it'd be great if it wasn't a Star Wars movie. Like, it'd be a cool movie if it wasn't a Star Wars movie. And I think because they have to fit into this tiny little niche point in time, they have to, like, finagle a way to make it work, and you gotta start jumping through hoops. For instance, like, we have a bunch of new characters. Like, I mentioned her before, Emilia Clarke's character, Kira. How'd you feel about her addition to the SWCU, or whatever the fuck they want to call this thing now?
Yeah, so her, along with the guy that played Han Solo, I felt like those were the two weakest actors in this movie. I felt like everything was being held up by Donald Glover. Woody Harrelson, I mean, he's always good.
I think, like, he did a great job.
Yeah, And even freaking Paul Bettany. Like, he actually, I felt like he...
Oh, I loved him as a villain. I think I said that before. I loved him as a fucking bad guy. Goddamn.
Yeah, like, he... I feel like everybody else was really good, but except the two main characters, which it was just like, God, I don't know what happened. Like, yeah. Well, I mean, with the guy who played Han Solo, I felt like he just, it wasn't, they already chose him and there was no backing out at some point. So they just kind of had to work with what they had, right?
Right, right.
So I felt like they were kind of, and he did kind of look the part, so I was just kind of like, okay, they wanted to make it work, you know. But with Emilia Clarke's character, I just like, she was supposed to be like the love interest, and I really wasn't getting that. And the betrayal at the end, like you said, it didn't really hit for me.
Same. Like, even the second one, it even was this such an afterthought. Yeah. Even this rewatch, it didn't hit. Like you know it's coming. I've seen this movie a few times since we watched it, obviously, but like. Which apparently I'm in the minority of. Like, people are like, how can you watch a movie that much? I'm like, I don't know anymore. But on this rewatch, I was still like, oh yeah, she's bad. And I was trying to see, like, is there any sign or reason she would do this? Like, they don't even give you, like, I would buy it if it wasn't like a grand scheme. Like, she wasn't like, I'm gonna kill Paul Bettany and I'm gonna, you know, take over, because it almost comes off like it could be the only way Han's actually going to get out of this. My ignorant little boy toy is going to get the fuck out of this is if I take over and just cover for him. Mm-hmm. That I actually buy. I think that's great because it does give her like a degree of like, she's willing to do bad things, but for like the right reasons, which I think is like kind of what this whole movie should have been centered around, is like, it should be these people doing kind of shitty things, but sort of for okay reasons. And it's not. It's like they're doing a bad thing, but it's like to other bad people. So they don't, but it's not for a good reason. They're just like not doing a good thing. And then at the end, they just rope it in with this rebellion shit with Infus Nest.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, all these people had their tongues ripped out by Dryden Voss, Paul Bettany's character, and then the rest of the, what are they called? Fucking. I don't remember the name of them.
The circle.
The circle people, yeah. Fucking Crimson Dawn. And it's just like, oh, this is such a cop out. Because like now it's like, oh, you're helping the rebellion. Like, come on. Like, now I have to support him because he's helping the good guys. Like, oh, this is dumb. This is not the rogue character, you know, I want. I also really fucking hate that they were like, you know, they show Darth Maul. Which, like, if you've watched Star Wars Rebels, you know how he dies. I think I made this complaint before. It's like, you know how he dies, and now it's like, Rebels did such a good job with Maul, because it was like, there was this mystery of what he's been doing, and you don't really want to know, because he's just this mysterious, older, former Sith Lord, and you ultimately see what happens to him. Whereas in this, I'm like, I don't really give a shit what he's doing right now, like... Apparently he's doing mob things. Like, okay, cool, I guess. But when he's like, come meet me on Dathomir, it's like, are you going to do something with this? Like,
yeah, which they never do.
No, at least they haven't yet. I'm like, are you going to do anything here?
Yeah, unless they make a Star Wars Qui-Gon.
But yeah, I don't, because they were originally, that was the plot of Kenobi. The show was going to be Darth Maul. And then they were like, nah, sub it out for Vader. And okay. I'm like, that makes sense because Dave Filoni did both of those things. So he's probably like, no, you're not going to disrupt the thing I already did. Like, we're not going to do that. That's weird.
So I ever told you that you're a bit weird?
But yes, I thought she was pretty weak too. And I feel like, at least I've never seen him in anything else, but I feel like Emilia Clarke isn't a weak actress. So I mean, it's just kind of a strange, like, I bought their love interest in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, in the beginning when they're on Corellia still as, like, youths, which I'm supposed to believe. That they're,
I know, right? What? They use the same people.
I know, and they didn't do anything. Yeah. They're just like, hey, they're young here, and they're not as young there. It's like, okay, like, whatever. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm more interested in literally everybody else's story. I'm more interested in what the hell, how did Chewbacca land in the weird killing people prison? They imply he's eating people. That's kind of fucked up. Yeah. Like, what the shit? What's Kira been doing? What are these horrible things that everyone keeps saying she's had to do. Like, even fucking Dryden Voss is like, oh, you don't know the things that Kira here has seen and had to do to survive. And I'm like, well, what is she had to do? I don't understand. Like, this would be really cool to see that story. Like, I want to see the grittier underworld of Star Wars. And instead, you're giving me this, oh, look, he's a hero before you. Like, the whole arc in episode 4 is that Han goes from being scumbag smuggler to rebellion hero. Like, it's not the main arc, but it's there. It's his character's arc as he becomes a hero. In this, it's like he's already done it. He doesn't, he's just, at the end, he's like, I don't feel like being a hero anymore. It's like, the fuck, dude? Like, make up your goddamn mind. Either help yourself or don't. And I feel like the only character in this whole movie that was like Han Solo was Woody Harrelson. Like, that's the character I wanted Han to be. And it's like, he only kind of does it when he shoots him. And he's like, yeah, you did good, kid. And I'm like, yes, he did. But he, that's it. That's all we get. It drives me insane. I don't care about seeing the card game where he wins. That's the ending bit. Let's talk about that really quick. I want your opinion on this. And really in general. Because apparently it's not just his last name. It's a random ass given name by some fucking Imperial soldier. All these little things. You know, we talked about them in the previous episode. Do these things stand out to you still now when you watch it? Like, when he's like, Han Solo. And then, like, you get the shit at the end where it's like, let's see the famous card game where he wins the Millennium Falcon because we got that cop-out earlier, you know? Those things where, I know you weren't as into the lore of Star Wars and stuff as I was, but, like, those little things, did those stand out to you on this rewatch anymore? Like, now that you know they're, like, things? Or was it just like, yeah, this is just some part of the movie?
Yeah, it didn't really stand out to me that much. I just, like, thought they were, like you said, part of the movie.
I just cringe.
I think they attempted to do that, and it kind of failed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's like they succeeded, but in the wrong way.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's just like, Han Solo. It's like, oh, that's not his name. His name was just Han. Like, he had parents.
Yeah.
Did they not have names? Like... They don't have any surname? He's like, who are you people? And he's like, I don't have any people. I'm like, yeah, but that's not really the question. Like, do you have a family name? Like the Skywalker family? Like, there's a family here. What the fuck is this? Yeah. It's like, I would have just believed his last name was Solo until this
film. I feel
like
the origin story was definitely weak sauce.
I agree.
Like, it wasn't really... Because knowing now, like, knowing what I know now... And having all these TV shows come out, because there weren't any TV shows, I think, when this movie came out.
Clone Wars and Rebels.
Yeah, I think it was just Clone Wars and Rebels. And then after this, we had Mandalorian. We have now Book of Boba Fett.
We're going to have Ahsoka.
Yeah, and I felt like, you know, this would have been great as a TV show.
Oh, fuck,
because it would have
answered
all those questions. It would have answered, okay, like... Where is Han from? They could have elaborated more on that. Like, you know, he grew up, maybe, like, he got left behind or something, and then he got picked up by those,
I mean, like, it'd be so easy. Yeah, it's like, oh, he's on Corellia, his dad died, he's raised by his dad, mom's long since dead. Say his dad, you know, was building the ships and just, like, died during an accident, and then he's fucked, living on the street, gets picked up by Madame Proxima or whatever the fuck her name is, and then, like, is stuck being this sort of slave, not slave. It's like poetry. It rhymes, people.
Again, it's like poetry, so if they rhyme.
He's just doing the Anakin thing, except it's actually shitty. He's actually a slave, not, you know, a fucking contractor.
There's nothing, like, spectacular about him. He doesn't have midichlorians, like, you know, or whatever. And I think with the other characters, like, you know, when Kira enters into the chat, they could just... Be like, flashback to all the shit that she did, just a little bit all those horrible things while Han was gone. But she doesn't tell him, like, only the audience knows that. That would make it so much better.
And I mean, it's like, it's not like Black Widow, like, see previous episode. Like, in the beginning of that, they do, like, the whole, like, hey, here's a quick montage of, like, some scary human trafficking level shit.
Yeah.
I do it with Star Wars. Doesn't have to be like, hey, show me every detail. I don't want to see that, but, like... the implication is that's what she's had to do. She's had to do like that kind of shit, like some last night in Soho crap. And it's just like, or killing people or whatever. It's just like, show me montages of that. Show me her having to make these decisions and like be a bad person. Make her kind of complex in that regard, to where like, I don't know if I want her to live, you know. But I think that you're dead on. Like, this would be a cool as shit TV show. Like, Han is just kind of starting out, meets Chewbacca, and they're kind of doing their thing, mm-hmm. right? But it's just like the whole show is like in the criminal underworld. You can have Darth Maul be the kingpin of this show so easily. Like, he's kind of the big deal guy, and they're just like, they don't realize they're working for him and stuff. Ultimately, it ends doing the job, and then that's like your parallel with Rogue One into Episode 4.
Yeah.
Boom, done. And I think like a long form format like that would be perfect for this story. It's not like Rogue One, where it is its story. You know, it's an isolated Star Wars story. I don't need 10 episodes of it. The 2.5-hour movie or whatever it is, perfect. Like, that's it. The whole story is nice and complete.
Something, something, something complete.
This just felt like it was really kind of trying to... I think you said it earlier. It's like, it's trying to basically go, hey, you know Han Solo? Good, we don't have to explain shit. Let's just give you the little fan service-y shit.
Yeah, and not necessarily, like, the whole story, which right. would be a lot more interesting. At least, like, to me, probably to a lot of people, but...
Well, it's like, give me a story. Yeah. Instead, this one's disrupted halfway through by them fighting a big space monster for, like, no reason. They're just, like, there. They're like, oh, that's the Maul. That's the thing we got to avoid, the black hole. And, oh, by the way, there's a big tentacle monster here. And I'm just like, why do we need both?
Yeah.
Like... I mean, it was cool, I guess, but, like, have him escape the black hole doing the exact same thing. Like, the monster is the black hole. Why do I need the monster? Yeah, it's all fucking... It's kind of... This movie's kind of a mess. But, you know, my last questions for you here, Amber, is... One, you originally gave this movie a flat 5 out of 10. Has that rating changed, and what is it? And then the more elaborative question... is we also considered this kind of the weakest of the Star Wars films, right? Without going into too much detail about Rise of Skywalker, of course, because we'll get there at the end. If you had watched that movie before this one, would your opinions have changed? Or would it have been different at the time?
Okay, so the score for this movie would be the same.
Really?
Or would it be different? No, I'm like just pondering right now, but yeah, no, I'm just like thinking out loud because I'm like, you know, it doesn't deserve a high score, that's for sure.
No, I agree. I don't think so.
Compared to other movies that we've seen so far,
mm-hmm.
Rogue One.
Well, we haven't gotten there yet, but I agree. It's definitely no Rogue One. That's for fucking sure.
Mm-hmm. It's not even like coming close to like the prequels, to be honest.
Really? Okay.
But I think I could bump it up to like a 6 out of 10, but okay. That's as far as I'm going to go. Because a 7 out of 10, I just feel like it's just too high. Because are, like, again, we're just bringing up the same issues
right.
that we did in the original podcast episode.
Right. Even on a rewatch, we're still like, that's what we see.
Yeah. And these are things that... Like, it's not just, like, little things that, like, oh, you know, I hate the way they did this lighting or some shit.
Right.
But it's like, no, they actually missed a big part of, like, who Han Solo is.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's, like, I don't know, that's pretty shitty. Because I feel like with all the other characters, they've been pretty thorough.
Yeah. I mean, it's a movie that I feel like doesn't... It's a movie... It's an origin story film that doesn't go... anywhere it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's, hey, this is where Han Solo came from. We named him Han Solo. We gave him the Millennium Falcon. He met Chewbacca. Great. He's Han Solo now. And it's like, I don't feel like you got anything of, like, you didn't, and I think this is a grander complaint, perhaps, with the larger scope of, like, the Disney films. So, when they're reintroducing characters, it's like, you don't really... care. It doesn't seem like they care too much about the characters' arcs. Like, they want to show you this thing. They're like, here's some fan service. Enjoy, you know, your monkeys. Here you go. Like, watch your show and clap. And then, you know, go home happy that you got your fan service. And it's like, well, no, I want to see him become Han Solo, and I don't see that. I see them give him the last name Solo, he meets Chewbacca, and he gets the spaceship, but at no point does he actually become anyone other than the kid who was at the beginning of this film.
Yeah.
Like, he's never not, like, starry-eyed and ready to go. He just shoots a guy at the end, and he gets dumped by his girlfriend. Like, I feel like everything after that would be the jaded, angry Han Solo, and all we did was just watch a movie that got us to the point where he actually would change, and then we stopped the movie. Like, the most we got after that is him turn around and screw Lando over. Like, that's about as Han Solo as it got. And I'm like, what was the other 2 hours of this film, you know? Personally, I think I would raise my score a bit. In the original, I gave it a 5.5 because I was kind of on the fence between a 5 and a 6. I think I would bump it up to a 6. Like, this movie, like I said, for all of its flaws in the Star Wars universe, it's still, like, not a bad movie. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a little messy, but I mean, I don't know. It's, like, on par with, like, Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw. Like, it's not something you're really watching to go, like, oh, is this, like, a part of the grander scheme in these movies? It's just, like, yeah, it's a thing. Like, it's just a movie, and it's fun for a little while. Like, I love the beginning. I actually really like the beginning of this movie, I thought. That was my big change from the when we first watched it, was I love, like, the way it starts. He's, like, trying to start the car, and then it's just, like, into this car chase, which, especially after watching that Book of Boba Fett car chase thing, you already did it, Star Wars gang. Like, Lucasfilms, you already did it. You did it right here. You did your Fast and Furious car chase in Solo. Why couldn't you just do it again in Boba Fett? What the fuck's going on? But I did like that. I liked how in the beginning this was very, like, we're on a planet doing things as opposed to just zipping from planet to planet, which is what we end up doing at the end. Like, at the end, I think on this rewatch, the big major thing I didn't notice the first time is that they don't go back to the same planet of the train heist. Like, that, I think I audibly said that we were watching is, I was like, wait a minute. They took the coaxium to a fourth planet? Like, we're not even, I thought they just went back to the first planet. It's like, no, they're on a completely different planet. I'm like, oh my God, like, it's just muddled. You don't know where anybody is. And it's, the background, the settings are so fucking similar. It's as if they, like, turned around in a yard and they're like, I'm gonna film over there, that's gonna be planet A. Over there's gonna be planet B. Over there's planet C. And then we'll go back over here, it's planet A because we ran out of spots to film, but we're gonna call it planet D. So just say its name or something once or twice. Whatever, who gives a shit? It's fucking nuts. You know, we don't see Warwick Davis and Fisness flying to other planets either. They're just on a speeder bike and somehow they're on other fucking planets, I guess. I don't fucking know. It's weird. It's annoying. It's kind of a mess. As a Fast and Furious-esque movie, yeah, cool, whatever, I don't give a shit. As a Star Wars movie, it's not great. I think after watching Rise of Skywalker, my opinion doesn't change too much. I think it's just more reinforced. Like, Disney doesn't really care about the characters. And I know, like, everyone's like, oh, they ruined Luke and yada, yada, yada. I'm like, you know, that stuff in Last Jedi is fine. I could buy it. I could buy that. That jaded sense from Luke, right? But, like, with this, and then with Rise of Skywalker, it's like, these people are here to be here. They're here to show off. Let's listen to their name. Clap now. It's kind of like No Way Home, like Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah.
I liked it, but it's like, but even then they did it better. Like, they gave Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield growth, yeah. Off-screen growth. Like, fucking Andrew Garfield, man, when he's like, oh yeah, you know, this shit really fucked me up. And I kind of became like a bad Spider-Man for a while. And it's like, wow. Like, that's cool. Whereas in this, they're like, hey, you guys remember Billy Dee Williams? What if he was a Childish Gambino? Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah, it's fucking nuts. I can't. It drives me insane.
Fucking guy.
What did you think of it? Like, if you'd watched Rise of Skywalker, would your opinion have changed of this film?
I think it would have, because obviously this film is significantly better than Rise of Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been like, okay, that was fine, but again, I still stick with like the same score because yeah, it's not that much more that much better, right, than Rise of Skywalker. I think Rise of Skywalker, which is like you were talking about, how it was just complete fan service by the end of that trilogy,
right, right.
Like, it was just giving people what they wanted, even though it's like stupid.
Yeah.
Whereas this is like, okay, they attempted to create like an origin story. They just didn't do it very well.
Right.
And yeah, they were banking on like, oh, the name Han Solo, mm-hmm, and all these other characters. But I think, you know, after not only this film, but like the Rey saga.
Yeah.
I think they realized, like, okay, people don't actually want that. Like, which is why we have all these TV shows coming out.
Right. Where we're delving into, like, as much as I guess they will, characters. Like, I mean, we haven't really got a lot. Like, Boba Fett, not gonna lie, was a disappointment. I've said I've said that at least once an episode on here. Like, I like Mandalorian. I like that to a degree they are kind of doing light characterization with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, something they're kind of rightfully doing is like this leaning on like Ahsoka as a character. Like, she's already been developed over Clone Wars and Rebels. Like, we have already gotten her almost her entire arc, and now we're gonna see this last bit, this like post Rebels bit, which is pretty cool. And it's like, who is she now, you know? And clearly, like, they're kind of teasing this, she's not a Jedi. It's kind of like, hey, Jedi Master Ahsoka. It's like, I'm not a master, not one of those, not one of those, Luke, shut your whore mouth. You know, it's like, okay, at what point is, you know, Jedi Master Ahsoka Tano going to stop being a bad word?
Yeah.
And don't call me Shirley.
And I mean, that's clearly like what they're angling for, and I'm like, here to watch that. I think that'll be cool. But I think you're right. I think it took a fucking nosedive of a trilogy and then one Star Wars story absolutely bombing for them to realize, like, hey, making movies is not just shitting out characters into a film and saying, go. Yeah. Look, everyone, they're here, you know? You guys think Coachella's cool? Hey, check, the Burning Man is cool. Hey, look, Billy Dee Williams is there, because fuck all, why not? Like, we'll get to it obviously more when we get there, but I mean, this movie kind of, I think, was the big red flag of like, hey, what if we just poop people out into a film? And
yeah, they happens. Were obviously like testing the waters to see like, oh, can we do like more of these? And I mean, I guess like this film didn't do as bad as I thought, because it was nominated for an Academy Award and it like made over like what its budget was. So I guess like critically it did fine, but
is that at the box office or is that including like home release?
That might include home release, okay. But I thought it was box office, but I could be wrong. But yeah, it made back basically
it made a profit.
Yeah, it made a profit. And like, I guess people were actually praising, like, Harrison Ford was like, oh, the guy who played like Han Solo, he was great or whatever. Yeah, like, taking that all into account, though, I was like, it definitely, I don't know if it was more for, like, for some people, maybe it worked really well, mm-hmm. but I felt like it wasn't really doing a whole lot for the fans. Like, I felt like it was serving somebody else, and maybe that was just Disney, and, like...
I mean, I think that's been the story of these of these Disney films so far, and obviously we'll talk way more about it when we get into more of the Disney films, but for this one to kick off, I mean, it's like, it seems like, you know, they're either doing shameless fan service or it's like, hey, fuck you, we're doing our own thing. And it's like, I mean...
Like, will people pay for the bare minimum, basically? Right. Like, how low can we go without them realizing, like, oh, this isn't actually a really good story. Like, why are we paying money to go see this when it's not really about Han Solo? And I think that's what happened, which was basically people weren't interested at all in this movie. I think initially they were when they heard the, you know, name Han Solo. But then after seeing it, like, a lot of people were disappointed. And I'm like, yeah, rightfully so. You could have switched out Han Solo for Ahsoka or like some other character. Yeah. And if it's like produced like that, like, that's pretty shitty.
Well, I think this movie too also had... as we're talking about, like, oh, if you had seen Rise of Skywalker, I mean, The Last Jedi had come out right before this. This was the first movie after Last Jedi, and I mean, people are still reeling from Last Jedi in some cases, and it's just like, you know, it's a different movie, guys. It's like, oh, Disney's gonna ruin Han Solo now, da da da. It's like, okay, well, nobody was saying this when 7 came out, at least not in droves, so, you know, maybe it's just a bad timing thing or whatever, but I think Disney panicked, and they wanted to make their money back from Last Jedi. But we could go on and on and on and probably just flesh out entire other full length of the other episode. But without going too far into a rant, that is our first remix episode for So What Happens Next. From our previous episode 7 on Solo, A Star Wars Story, if you'd like to hear the original episode and don't mind the sound of it sound like someone's talking to you on the phone, you can check that one out wherever you get your podcasts, including our website at swhn19.com. You can also check out our social media, reach out, continue this discussion, come join our Discord server. We talk all, especially with the Star Wars stuff, we keep talking about Star Wars. It was pretty fun. Where you can talk to us direct, you know, and others, fans of the podcast and stuff like that. Past hosts, you can talk to, you know, a few of them. I think Cayman's on there, Jeffrey's on there, a few other people are on there who've been on the show before. And of course, we've got the standard Twitter. We're pretty active on Twitter, Instagram. We have a YouTube channel where it's become more like if we do skits and things, like that's where we put them, rather than the video to episodes. But we got that. Feel free to subscribe and like some of those. And of course, we have the dreaded Facebook if you like using that still. But yeah, reach out, you know, enjoy the other episode. See, do you guys agree? You know, do you think Solo is actually complete hot garbage? Do you think it's way better than we're giving it credit for, even on a rewatch? And then, of course, join us next week when we dive into what I might preface as one of, at least what I hear as, the best Star Wars movies out there, ironically enough, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. But until then, I am one of your hosts, Thomas.
I'm Amber.
And we will see you guys next week on our cinematic Star Wars marathon. May the Force be with you.